Cuba and much more. Today is Tuesday, January 9, 2024, with the presence of the President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel. The commemorative act for the 65th anniversary of the entry of the rebels to Havana, led by Commander-in-Chief Fidel Castro, took place in the Cuban capital. Inhabitants of the city gathered to recall memories of that January, with several stops in key places where Fidel addressed the people of Havana, where he greeted journalists and other media workers who came to welcome the bearded. As every year, the accredited cards were given to the young people of members of the Young Union of Communists and the Communist Party of Cuba, among other activities to commemorate this date. Camagüey, Cuba's largest province, is trying to become one of the country's main tourist destinations. That's why its international airport is taking advantage of flights from North America. According to Lisandra Diaz, head of the operations unit, four charters operate in the region, which have allowed American Airlines, by the end of the year, with two weekly flights. Since 2020, 40% of travelers with U.S. passports have arrived on Saturdays for a day trip to Cayo Cruz. Precisely, over the last few months of 2023, several tours operators met Camagüey's North Coast to discuss the potential of the region, which connects the extensive area of Jardines del Rey that unites Ciego de Ávila and Camagüey provinces. Cuban beach resort de Varadero was once again classified among the best in the world, occupying the 48th position. This was the list prepared by the more than 750 judges, including travel journalists, influencers, explorers, and the so-called beach ambassadors. The 50 Best Beaches in the World 2023 is a website precisely dedicated to such evaluations. In this way, Varadero, about 140 kilometers east of the capital, appears again in the records of the beauties and other benefits of the place. This spa always appears related to good environmental management, despite being the main tourist center of the island. Cuba's National Museum of Fine Arts will host on Thursday, January 11, the premiere of the documentary René Peña, Provocation in Photography, by Uruguayan researcher and documentary filmmaker Juan María Cordonez Cook. Peña is the creator of a personal artistic language that invites to reflection, as he metaphorically shows what he thinks, not what he sees, using his own body as a support to make critical comments on a wide range of social issues, including identity, gender, race, and social class reasoning, according to the museum. The new documentary by Cordonez Cook, who is also a professor at the University of Missouri in the United States, shows a wide range of the artistic photographic work, who frankly analyzes his origins and trajectory, refers to his own points of view, and gives an account of his creative process throughout the film. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.